the reason we are doing this is because we can put it on our UOC community group. Yeah, for those who want to listen to it again can listen, and those who missed it can also keep in touch. So we thought from today we'll try and do it, and let's hope and pray it comes clearly. Yeah. So if you don't mind, can we just stand for a word of prayer? Lord, we want to thank you for this wonderful day that you blessed us with. Thank you for the gift of life that you give us. We thank you that truly, as your word says, you dwell in the presence of your people. Thank you for speaking your word into each one of us through prophecy, Lord. Oh Lord, we pray as we surrender this time in your loving hands. We pray, Lord, that your word will sink deep down into our heart. I pray, Lord, you'll give my brothers and sisters gathered here, Lord, not only to hear your word, but also to respond to your word, Lord. Because we know, Lord, your word is sharper than a double-edged sword. And whenever you speak to your people, you expect a response, Lord. Amen. So, Lord, I just pray for my sisters and brothers. May the seed follow the fertile soil of their hearts and germinate and bring forth much fruit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Show some excitement. Say
hallelujah.
Because you will be excited when you see the topic. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah? Yo, how amazing. Yeah? How amazing. Today we want to speak a little bit on tithes and offerings. I want to tell you, it is a long talk, but I cut it short. Yeah? According to the community time, we can't do much justice, but that's enough for today. And it's a beautiful talk. In fact, I do a seminar called Stewardship. Yeah, how to handle money according to a biblical perspective. If you're interested here, if you're interested in knowing more about that seminar, we can organize the seminar. Yeah, I don't think it's very difficult. In one day, we can do the seminar, you do a crash course, do the seminar. We can do it here itself, and we can also open it to other people. If you're interested, let me know, or let Brian know, and we can try to organize it for you. Amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Also, I want to thank you for your praise for my Muscat mission. Yeah, it went extremely well. I spent 12 days in Muscat, in one parish, and when you spend so many days in one parish, wow, you can do a lasting work. Amen. Praise God. So I preached 5 days in the parish mission, and I reached every segment of the parish. I preached to the youth, to the catechism teachers, to the confirmation students, to the couples, what else? To the youth, couples. I did a 1 day discipleship retreat, 1 day walking retreat seminar, and to the leaders. Nobody was spared. Hallelujah. Summer started a little early. Yeah, but it's the fire of the spirit. I also coming from Chennai, I want to tell you the good news. In Chennai, I went to preach a retreat on the Holy Spirit for 2 days for around 40 youth, and amazing. I've seen this happen. You know, when you start preaching more on the Holy Spirit, the anointing comes. Yeah, because you're speaking on the person who brings anointing. Yeah, the Holy Spirit. And it was amazing what God did in the 40 young people's life. Getting amazing testimonies. Of course, we incorporated the walking victory program in the Holy Spirit seminar. And this morning, I got a fantastic testimony. One guy said, you know, how he used to, he had his hair loss. Every time he had a shower, he wiped his head, all hair in his towel. Then he put it back. I'm just joking. But you know, so much of hair loss was there. And every time this was a problem. And after the program, he started commanding the hair not to fall in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say hallelujah.
Amen.
And guess what happened? He's a miracle worker. Amen.
Amen.
He's a promise keeper. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And what happened? 2 days, hair loss stopped completely.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So there are amazing miracles that come when you know to command in the name of Jesus, and prayer comes. Amen. So I want to encourage you to continue to command in the name of Jesus, and continue to pray in tongues, and you will always get breakthrough in your life.
Amen.
Because it's the Holy Spirit that does that work in our lives. Okay. So, tithes and offerings. What we're going to do in this short teaching is to encourage us. You see, to encourage every one of us to see the importance of tithing. Hey, why should I give my money? One guy asked me. It is I who work hard 12 hours a day, and I don't even important thing, the importance of tithing. Why should I tithe? Why should I give my money? Where should I give my money? Tithing must become a habit and spontaneous. Yeah, nobody must keep reminding us, right? It should become a habit. And we also say, I'll talk apart from tithing, a little bit on offerings, almsgivings, donations. Normally, sometimes, you know what happens? They're all mixed up and put into tithes. And that's not correct. According to the word of God, that's not correct. Yeah, very quickly, you see. And no other area is more fulfilling and exciting than the area of giving. Amen? There is joy in giving. How many of you have experienced joy when you gave? Come on, raise your hand. Those who are not raising your hand, that means you didn't give. Yeah. So make sure you raise your hand. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, because only when you raise, only when you give, you will truly experience joy. Joy. Joy comes from the Holy Spirit. Happiness is short-lived. Happiness is temporary. Joy is lasting. Joy is permanent. Amen? Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you want to experience joy, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy. This lasting joy, we must learn to give. Yeah? As Christians, we are encouraged to be generous and to give. Yeah? In the Bible, there are 2,350 scriptures. Can you imagine? In the Bible, there are 2,350 scriptures relating to money. Wow. More than prayer for information. You know why? You know where a heart gets drawn away? Money. What is the biggest competition to God today? Money. Money. That's why Jesus said you cannot love?
Serve God.
You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is what? Money. Material position. Yeah. And that's why in the Bible, among those 2,350 scriptures, in the Bible, more verses are related to giving than any other subject dealing with money. Out of this 2,350 scriptures, most of the scriptures relating why you and I should give. Okay, let's look at this. How many of you know Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Hallelujah. Some of us may have 12, some will have only 2. But you know, go to Galatians, chapter 5, 22 and 23. The fruit of the Holy Spirit. You see, in most Bibles, in some Bibles or in most Bibles, the word goodness is translated as generosity. Generosity. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity. Generosity is all about making sure you share. Amen? No? Say hallelujah. Yeah. With who do you share? Not with your spouse. This sharing is outside your spouse, right? To give it to someone else. Yeah, look at this. We want to be good stewards, good and generous towards God and others. Generosity is all about making sure that we don't live for ourselves, we don't become self-centered, self-focused, but we also remember our brothers and sisters. Amen? That's very important in Christian life. Remember that. Christian life. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6 says, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Amen? Can you see the scriptures? Hello, can you all see behind people? Can you see the scriptures? Can you all read it together?
He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
And that is the secret in the kingdom of God. Amen? If you sow, you will reap. Correct? No. If you sow only, you will reap. And that's why it is important. Paul is telling us it is important to sow in the kingdom of God. Amen? Because when you sow in the kingdom of God, you will reap bountifully. Look at this. Tithe is commanded by God. Not a man's, suddenly a man came and gave his wisdom. It is given through the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, there are a lot of Look at this scripture. In Genesis 14, 18 to 20, the first time probably in the Bible, you'll find the word tithe. In Genesis chapter 14, see what it says. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham by God Most High, maker of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. That is where the tithe came into being. Amen. You look very smile. There is more to come. So what is a tithe? What do you think? What is a tithe? How many percent? What is a tithe? What is a tithe? What does a tithe mean?
Giving offering
to God.
What does tithe mean?
Giving offering 10% to God.
What does tithe mean?
Earning.
Giving back to God.
Giving 10% of the earnings.
Giving 10% of our earnings. What does tithe mean? Sorry? Yeah, right. But tithe means one tenth.
Not to be tithe listed.
The word tithe means one tenth. Correct, no? Look at this. The tithe is defined as a tenth part of your income. Very easy, no? See, God made it easy for us to calculate tithe. God is also wise. Yeah? So, if you get 1,000 rupees, 10% is how much?
100.
So easy, no? Imagine if God said you must give 9.623. Bless you. God made it so easy for you and for me to calculate tithe. Tithe is a tenth of all that you earn. Amen? Yeah? Let's look at it. One tenth of income, that is 10%. The tithe is considered the first fruit of your increase. The first fruit. You give it to God. A farmer was encouraged to give the first fruits of the harvest. That's not what God says. It's more of a scripture. Yeah? So the principle behind your tithe is you recognize God as your source of supply. The minute you start tithing, you are telling God that God is the source of all your supply. And I've seen it my own life, the lives of so many other people. When you start tithing, you will never lack anything. Amen?
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you start tithing, you will never lack anything. That's how the principle works. How does it work? That's how it works. What must you do to experience it? Start giving. When you start giving, you will lack nothing. Lack nothing. Food will always come on your table. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever may happen in your life, food will come on your table. God will make sure He gives you enough to live. Amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah. Anybody here does not eat 3 meals a day? Anyone? Some of you look, you eat more than that. Hallelujah. Yeah? And you say, not enough. No job. But look at you. You are growing in size and stature. Hallelujah. God is good. The Lord is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. Ah, fantastic. So when will you lack nothing? When you meet Jesus, the Lord of your life. Correct? No. You will lack nothing. And I'm sure many of us have experienced it. The more you give, the more you bless others, greater the joy, the greater the peace. Amen? Peace. Wow. It is not about getting back. Some people tithe with this concept. If I give 1,000 rupees, I will get 2,000 rupees back. You know? That's a wrong way to tithe. Yeah? No. We don't give money like that. You know, I give 1,000 rupees and I'm expecting, Lord, when is the 2,000 coming? I will be looking at everybody. I hope He blesses me. Nothing is coming. Hallelujah. Because your motive is wrong. Your motivation is wrong. You're looking at things wrongly. God need not bless you and me only with money back. He can bless you with many other things. know that. Nobody can bring peace except the Prince of Peace. Correct?
Yes.
Amen. And how will it come? You see, these things don't get manufactured. There are principles in the Word of God. There are principles in the Bible. You live according to the value of the kingdom of God, and then the Lord will take care of everything. That's why peace will come into your life, come into your marriage, come into your family. People will be doing well in your home. Not necessarily wealthy. Yes, wealthy too, maybe. Amen. Yeah, sure. But peace that passes all understanding will rule your heart and your mind. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the lilies of the field. They neither sow nor they reap. Your Father in heaven takes care of them. You are of much more value. Amen. Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take care of. So God will take care of every need. And that's why we depend on the Lord. My employer is not my God. Right? No. My employer is not my God. Jesus is my God. And that ability, that orientation is very, very important in my life. Then only peace will come. A famous statement is, you see, peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace is not the absence of problems. Peace is the presence of God. Amen?
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not about working out all solutions, then peace will come. You can be no conflict, no issues, you won't have peace still. Amen? So peace comes from the maker. So when you give your tithe, God knows what you need through the power of the Spirit, and He will give you what you need. So what is a tithe? Many people quote this scripture. Yeah, many people quote this scripture because the scripture doesn't look what it says. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7. What does it say? Can we read it? Each man
should give
what he has
decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. God loves a cheerful giver.
Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give out, to give, not in a reluctant way or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Some people just love this because there is no law in a sense. 10%. You decide how much you want to give. How nice now. That makes us comfortable, isn't it? Some people love this scripture. But they don't realize there is another scripture Paul wrote just before this. Paul, before this, he said, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. If you give minus 2%, bless you, you'll also get minus 2%. It's all about sowing principles, right? Yeah, when you sow, you will reap. To the extent you sow, to the extent you'll reap. If you sow very little, you will reap very little. That's what the important thing. So, how to calculate the tithe? What do you think is the word income? When I use the word income, what does it cover?
Salary.
Everything that comes in. Everything. Yeah? Dust, pollution, smoke.
Finance.
What? Income means something that is coming in. What comes in? What is income? What is income? How do you define income?
Salary.
Salary.
Deposits.
Deposits.
Interest.
Very good. What is income?
Investments.
What is income? Income.
Interest.
What is income?
Prize money.
Sorry?
Prize money.
Yeah, for you. Prize money. What is income?
What has been agreed?
See, you know why I'm asking you? Brothers and sisters, you know why I'm asking you? Because many people are not, they don't know what is income. Many people think you tithe only from your salary. Mm-hmm. Many people think that you should tithe only from their salary. Yes! That is something that is coming periodically. You tithe periodically. But there are other incomes in our life to which we should tithe. Look at this. Salary, dividends, interest income, insurance proceeds, inheritance. hopefully she's sitting here. In there. Profit from business, tax refunds, shares. Everything that comes in, God says, you're 10%. I'm a full-time missionary. I don't get salary. I get something called love offerings. Should I tithe? Yes.
Income. It is an income.
So I am supposed to tithe from the love offering I get. I tabulate it and see how much I got for this month. It varies, of course, for a full-time missionary. But you tithe out of that. Correct? No. Income. That is important for us. Not only salary. You have a property, God bless you for having a property in bank, God bless you. And you sold it. 30-40 site today, you won't be sitting here. Yeah? 30-40, you can easily get 50 lakhs easily today. You tithe from it, right?
Yeah.
You sold a property, you sold a flat. You sold whatever, you sold jewelry. You make profit out of dividends. You're invested in a company. Shares. Income is all that it comes in. Correct? No. Hello? Yes or no?
Yes.
I'll tell you what to do. If you don't know what is income, I suggest you start filing your tax. It's called income tax. When you start filing your income tax, all this is taken as your income. Correct? No. Even bank interest, correct? No. Even bank interest, little or nothing you get, even that 452.50, they will take. Pay the income.
Income,
that all constitutes your income. Same way, if you want to pay your tithe, of course, salary we give every month. Bonus game, hallelujah. Yeah, how do you want bonus? Yeah, 30,000. Some people are getting 35,000 bonus. Praise God, get more, give more. Amen. Yeah. The principle in the kingdom of God is get more,
give
more. Be blessed, be a blessing. Yeah. So here's a question for you to ponder. Should I try from gross income or net income? What do you think? Should you tithe from gross or net? Think no. Don't say nothing.
Net.
Gross. Hey, what is gross income? You know, actually, if we organize a seminar, you know, we can deal a lot, much more time. Anyway, hey, what is gross? You see, you can tithe. You can tithe from gross or net. Both are valid. I tell you what is the difference, but what is gross? Gross is before deductions. Am I right?
Yes.
Correct? No. What is net? After deduction. So you can plan to tithe how you want. Most people will tithe net. Correct? No. That is what you're getting in hand. You give 10% of the net value of what your income is. Correct? Hello, are you with me? But some people may choose to tithe gross. Gross is before the deductions. If you choose to tithe gross, what does it mean? It means that tomorrow when you retire, you don't have to tithe from your provident fund money. Take it care of. Because it is gross. You don't have to tithe from superannuation. But since most people will tithe from net, what does it mean? Tomorrow when you retire, yeah, you get your PF, you give 10% of your provident fund loan, correct? No. Because you gave out of net. Superannuation. Hello? I hope I didn't kill your joy. No, but it's not to kill your joy. It is to educate us, right? We also want to make sure we are the right track. Now, if you are giving 200 rupees here, 300 rupees here, how much you gave, God only knows. That only Michael Jackson does, no? webinar, I will tell you how to plug that. Or if you don't know where it is going, I will tell you where it is going. Yeah. Because you have no control. You have no control. And so you have to work towards some control. We call it a budget. Anyway, so should I type a gross income or net income? Left to you. Most people will type for net. But when you tomorrow, when you get a big sum of money, correct? They gave you the pink slip. 6 months extra money, right? They gave you 6 months and said, thank you, go. What will you do? You type from that 6 months that you got. Type now. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Say something now.
Yes.
Yes, to make sure you understand, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's good to acknowledge what I'm saying. Yes. You don't take 6 months and say, thank you, Lord. I will give you tithes after I get the next job. And that's why a lot of people don't get the next job. Sometimes I feel because of our imprudence. Imprudence. We are struggling. We never give. When God blessed us financially, we didn't give. Yeah. Be careful. Look at this. Honor the Lord. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. Hallelujah. Yeah? God says, when you honor the Lord with the first fruits, your salary, your love offering, God says, your will never go hungry. Hallelujah. That's the promise of God. Look at this. So when you tithe, what are the blessings of tithing very quickly? Malachi chapter 3, 10 and 12. Bring the full tithes. I'm wondering sometimes, you know, why God says full tithes? Because some people earmarked tithes and took away 2% again. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, some people do that. Not 10% they keep aside, but then there's a contingency, they remove 2%. Here only 8% that month. God is saying, bring the full tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And thereby you put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down on you overflowing blessings. Amen. Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember, you know, for Michael, from 0 or 1 till the age of 13, we needed 5 lakh medical, 5 lakh rupees for his only medical, 5 lakhs, every year. And we are full-time missionaries, I don't run a business. And God, in a supernatural way, every year, 5 lakhs is to come to him. Someway, some people will just send it. Plus, we also need money to live, am I right? We don't live on love and pressure, though we are loving. That is the goodness of the Lord. I remember, because when Michael was born, all my friends gave me one advice. When he was born like this, right? All my friends gave me one advice. Migrate. They told me, call him migrate. Because children like Michael will be taken care of very, very well in other countries. Yeah, medically they're taken care of very well, their security, everything is free. They, you know, they pamper such children. Out of India. Migrate. How are you going to manage? My friend asked me, how are you going to manage? I said, I'm not going to migrate simply because I want to be a missionary in India. I don't want to go to a country and look after sheep. And that's New Zealand. 2 million people, 7 million sheep. All are shepherd themselves. I'm not against people who migrate to New Zealand. I'm just saying. I said, no. I'm a missionary. I want to work in India. The harvest is plentiful. God can provide for me anywhere. Amen. Say hallelujah.
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 And God provided for him in this country. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. That is the blessings of the Lord. You open up your storehouses, you know, you pour down blessings, overflowing blessings. And I will rebuke. Look at this, important when you type it. I will rebuke the devourer for you. Who is the devourer?
Devil.
Hello?
Devil.
Satan. I will rebuke him if you type. I will protect you from him. Amen. Hallelujah. You must do something. Say this. This is an example. 10%. I'm just saying. Example. I may give to my parish 2% of my total tithes. 10%. I give 2% to my local parish where I belong. Okay? Yeah? I may give to my community. I belong to the Disciples of Christ community. I belong to this community. The community nourishes me. The community makes sure that I grow in my walk with God. And they say, I give 5% of my tithes. Yeah? I give to any full-time worker I know 2%. Full-time workers need to live. It's good to support. When you support a full-time worker, you become a partner in his mission. Amen. Say hallelujah. Partner. You cannot go to one place, remote place, but by supporting somebody, you are also evangelizing there. Correct? No. Partner, yeah? Missionary organization, 1%. I'm just using, you know, today there are a lot of retreat centers, right? A lot of retreat centers, if God fills you. Whatever it is, I'm just saying, this is how I allocate my 10%. This is an example, percentage I put an example. But I'm just saying, I make a stretch. Parish, community, full-time worker, missionary organization. Tithe should be given unconditionally. That means I can't give tithe to, say, Brian, who's a full-time worker, and then I tell Brian, I become the boss of Brian. Brian, go here, come there, come here, go there, go there. No, no, no. I'm not his boss. Am I clear? Don't push people. Mark Batterson said, when God blesses you financially, don't raise your standard of living. Raise your standard of giving. Wow. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God blesses you. So is it okay to say, God bless me financially? Is it biblical? Yes. With one reason. I'm asking God to bless me so that I will bless others. Amen. Amen. Then you can ask. Say, Lord, bless me so that I can bless others. And that's a good prayer to make so that God blesses you. Yeah? I'm just making one statement here. I'm not going into teaching here. Since Joseph brought this, yeah? Any offering, any donation is outside your right. Apart from your right. Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Offering. Are you with me? Giving to an orphanage is not tithe. It's donation. Why? Because tithe must go wherever people are doing, giving you your spiritual benefit. If there is this organization that is also bringing the gospel to these people, you can support that. Then part of your tithe can go there. But it is giving it because we are orphanage, poor people, medical, all good things to do. But that's outside your tithe. Outside your tithe. Correct, no? Donation. Yeah? I'm just asking. Let's use this example. We're in a Hindu country, right? Somebody knocks on your door. Sir, we have this Hindu festival coming. They bring a book. Please give us a donation.
Donation?
Yeah? Whatever festival is there. You say, okay. Yeah, you say okay. You give 500 rupees. Is that donation or tithe?
Donation.
That's donation.
You should not give at all.
No, no, no. No, I don't think so. It's okay. It's no problem. Yeah. That becomes what?
Donation.
Suppose somebody comes from our church. Even not your parish. Knocks on your door. We are having a parish feast. Yeah? Oh, we are evangelizing to the parish feast, but I just say yes. Give us donation. Let's think that we are evangelizing. You give 500 rupees, it can become part of your tithe. Church building, part of your tithe. You can give part of your tithe.
Offering masses,
part of your tithe. Yeah, it's okay. How much will you offer mass? Once in a day, I hope so. one will leave all this. That's why the Old Testament, you know, amazing. In the Old Testament, these are the offerings they did. Look at what they did. Tithe, burnt offering, grain offering, free will offering, festival offering, fellowship offering, guilt offering, sin offering. God bless you. On top of the tithe, thank God you are living in the New Testament. Give only the first one, it's not tithe. Hallelujah. An average Jew in the Old Testament gave 25%. Thank God you're in the New Testament. Say hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Breathe easy. Breathe easy. Yeah. Almsgiving, no definition. What is almsgiving?
Poor.
Giving to the poor. You are at a traffic light. Yeah. Common scene. Something comes. Yeah. You take 5 rupees or 10 rupees or 50 rupees and put into your hand. Is it tight? No. It is almsgiving. Almsgiving is giving to the poor. Jesus himself said this in Luke 12:33. Sell all your possessions, give alms, provide yourself with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heaven that does not fail, where no thief approaches, no moth destroys. Look at that. Give alms. In your Bible, no? That you must put one in a black mark in the first one. Sell your possession, that we own. At least give alms now. Sell your possessions. That's why, what are the three things we're supposed to do in Lent? Lent is coming. Three Lenten observance. What do we do? Three things. Fasting, pray, and because the word of God says you must remember the poor. Don't forget them. Remember the story of Lazarus? Never forget the poor. That is on top of your 10%. So everyone, give a little more. No, give 12%. 10 for the kingdom of God. 1 for, if you want to support an orphanage, home for the aged, mercy work. And 1% for keeping some change in your car, no? Correct, no? Whenever you're going, so many people who come. Yeah? Yeah, they may look healthy and all. Just give, no? Yeah? What? Because you have new arms also, no? Nobody else is coming. Nobody else is coming. What do you do? Who are coming? So that we have. No, we also have new arms. If you turn our face to the poor, Bible says God will turn his face away from you. Yeah. So, I close. Some people say, I'm not getting enough. I can bear. I call it living on the edge. Yeah. Breaking. I get 1,000 way. God bless you. That's why you must. So how to give in spite of not getting too much? Not a big salary. Maybe you lost your job too. Who knows? But I'm sure you're still eating. And drinking. Correct? No. Right? The best way, if you're struggling to give, live a simple life. A simple life leaves us freer for the Lord, helps us to give also. Little bit simple, yeah. Simple life. There is great gain. I close with this, yeah. There is great gain. God leaves us with contentment. Look at that. Contentment is important. For we brought nothing into this world, we cannot take anything out of this world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Look at this, what it says. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptations, into a snare, into many senseless and hurtful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith, pierced their heart with many pangs. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 6 to 10. Now, what a golden passage. Content. Be happy with what God has blessed you. And with all that, give. Give till it hurts. It will hurt. It will hurt. Initially when you're practicing tithing, it will hurt. But give. And God will bless you. So brothers and sisters, in conclusion, it is better to give than to receive. Amen. Yeah, what God says there, right? Acts 20 verse 35 says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. More blessed to give. And joy comes by giving. Tithing should be done in a proper attitude. Make sure I tithe, not because the Lord tells me, because of love. Let love be the motivation, yeah? And tithing should be periodical. Make sure it becomes systematic. Every month. Don't, some people ask me, can I collect everything and give once a year? You know what will happen like that? You may not give only once a year. Imagine if your employer tells you, work, I will give you salary once a year. Lump sum is coming to you. Lump sum. What you will get at the end of 1 year? Only lump, no sum. No, certain things not. Yeah, don't work like that. Monthly. Always a better way to do it. Offerings and donations, giving alms, and especially to the poor. Make sure this is something that we do. And